Good afternoon, everyone. Russell Olson, Chairman of South Dakota Game Fish Parks. See that there is a quorum present of commissioners, and we actually have several commissioners joining us online as well. Commissioner Sharp and Stephanie are both remote today, so we look forward to the next time we can see them face to face. And Commissioner Spring is a little under the weather, so we wish him well, and hopefully he is on the road to better health soon. You've all had the opportunity to take a look at the September 2021 meeting minutes, and I'd entertain a motion to approve those.
So moved.
Second. Motion and a second. Any discussion on that? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I have three additional salary days for Commissioners Bees, Whitmire, and Locken. The ADC meeting with Commissioner Bees, AIS meeting with Whitmire and Locken. I'd entertain a motion to approve those additional salary days.
So moved.
Been a motion.
Second.
Second. Any discussion on that? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And we'll go right into the public hearing, which is our 2 o'clock public comment period. I think, John, you're going to continue to take care of these for us, and you've got the gavel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just one quick point of order. I know it's your favorite part on the agenda, but maybe it was just an oversight on the conflict of interest disclosure.
Not at all. I have a rule that whoever brings that up gets to read it. But I'll read that for you.
Appreciate it.
I apologize for anybody that's paying attention to this. The conflict of interest disclosure should have been read right away at the beginning after I called the meeting to order. So now is the time for the commission to consider any written, verbal, or disclosures or conflicts of interest by current or former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 323-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 323-1 and 323-2, or any other conflict with any other matter of today's meeting agenda, please identify that contract or matter in which you will have a conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you are and have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract in the matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether or not the matter underlying in the contract is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, for those listening, John Katelnik, staff attorney. Now's the time for the public hearing. We have three finalizations. Just as a reminder, please limit your testimony to 3 minutes. Identify yourself and the town you reside in. The first finalization that we'll take public comment on is item number 10, park entrance license sale date. That's the finalization for park entrance license sale date. Is there anyone either in the room or on the group, Zoom meeting that wishes to make public testimony? Hearing none. The next item up for finalization and public comment would be item number 11, which are the camping fees. Is there anyone online or in the room that wishes to give testimony as it relates to the finalization of camping fees? Hearing none. Is there anyone online wishing to make public testimony? Item number 12, park checkout times. Hearing none. And last call, is there anyone out there that wishes to comment on any of the proposed finalizations, items 10 through 12? Hearing none, Mr. Chair, that concludes the public hearing portion of the meeting.
Thanks, John. With that, we'll move on to the open forum. This portion of the meeting is designated for public comment on other items of interest. Typically, we'll limit this to 3 minutes as well.
And thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, John Katelnik. I have one person listed right now that pre-registered, Julie Anderson. Are you on the call?
Julie?
Okay, not hearing from Julie. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak on any topic in the open forum? It's either in the room or in the call. Hearing none, Mr. Chair, I guess that concludes the open forum portion.
Speeding right along, I certainly hope that, you know, the change in time, holding it out here and being on mountain time didn't throw off anybody, and I would, I guess, open it up if somebody was thrown off by the time and it comes back and we can be recognized, we might open that up so that people have the opportunity to comment on matters that they feel are important. We certainly don't want to have a time change mess up anybody's ability to participate in our process here. So